Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but American education in terms of comparing our system of education to systems all around the world isn't necessarily great, certainly not as great as it should be. There is a professor at the University of Utah, we've invited her to come on the show, who says that part of the problem is that our kids spend too much time trying to learn together with children of their own age, that they should be learning together with different children of various ages and actually spending more time playing and less time learning. Popular notion? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There is also a new study that says that COVID masks cut the risks in half. We will get to that on the Medved Show. There also is continued fallout from the Rittenhouse verdict and the eager awaiting of the Ahmaud Arbery verdict. And what's fascinating to this is that for many busy Americans who are just looking at this, it sounds like, well, this is really the same thing. And it's all the same thing of basically white people going on a rampage and shooting innocent people. And of course, it has nothing to do with racial identity in the Rittenhouse case. The argument in the Arbery case, why is it different? And why is he, are the accused, the McMichaels, more likely to get convicted of murder on some count? That it appears to me we will all find out and learn when the verdict comes back. We will speak about that a little bit as well on the Medved Show. But first of all, some shocking news politically that just, it's one of those things that I'm not sure what to make of it. I'm not sure what it means. I am not sure where it's to go, but it is a reputable poll by the University of Texas and the Dallas Morning News. Now, you may remember that Greg Abbott, who, by the way, a lot of people think is a legitimate contender for the presidency, assuming he wins re-election in the state of Texas, which has been really so reliably and so solidly Republican. And he's being challenged by Beto O'Rourke. And Beto O'Rourke is not running particularly well against Greg Abbott, but somebody else is. The way this is covered in Mediaite is it says Matthew McConaughey's chances of becoming Texas governor are looking all right, according to a shocking new major poll. According to a survey released by the University of Texas and the Dallas Morning News, the actor, in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, tops current governor Greg Abbott by 8 points. 43% of respondents say they'd back McConaughey. 35% say they would support Abbott. And 22% would pick somebody else. Now, that somebody else could be kind of anybody, because who knows, first of all, if McConaughey is even going to run. He probably won't. But if he does, would he run as an independent? Would he create a new party? Would he run as a Democrat against Beto O'Rourke? If he runs against Beto O'Rourke, it'd kill him. The according to the poll, and Matthew McConaughey would trounce Democrat Beto O'Rourke in a matchup by 49 to 27. So that's a 22-point edge. That's decisive. He had, and Of course, O'Rourke lost a Senate bid to Ted Cruz in 2018, then flopped as a presidential candidate fairly quickly in 2020. In a three-way race, however, the survey found O'Rourke and McConaughey would split the anti-Abbott vote. In other words, the Republican, they would split the Democratic vote, the non-Republican vote, and they would allow the governor to win re-election. The poll has Abbott at 37%, McConaughey at 27%, and O'Rourke at 26%. O'Rourke in that three-way battle garnered 74% of the Democratic vote. But if McConaughey proves to be a viable candidate, it seems plausible that he could gain more Democratic support should he end up as the most likely opponent to defeat Abbott. McConaughey reports Mediaite is still weighing whether or not to run. He told the New York Times recently that he is measuring a bid and would only run if he believed he could be useful to the electorate. Does that mean entertaining the electorate and making the race in Texas even more dramatic than it is? It's dramatic partially because they're big primaries involving big names. The son of Jeb Bush, the grandson of President George Herbert Walker Bush, the nephew of George W. Bush, is running for attorney general against a very controversial, a very pro-Trump attorney general. That's happening, and Colonel Alan West, former U.S. congressman, former chair of the Republican Party in the state of Texas, and a former war hero and leading black conservative, is running in the primary against Greg Abbott. So good luck with chaos in Texas. And speaking of chaos, there's more and more and more good news for Republicans looking ahead to the challenges of winning control of both the House and the Senate coming up. The Cook Political Report, which is the most respected, and really is, source of predictions and future analysis in the political consulting and analysis sphere, the Cook Political Report is now shifting three of the most hotly contested Senate races, all of them that the Democrats have to win. They're now shifting those races toward the GOP and into the toss-up column, a move that suggests a more favorable environment for Republicans. The Senate contest in Arizona, where Senator Mark Kelly, who just won a two-year term last time because he was helping to fulfill the an unfulfilled term, and this having to do with the death of John McCain. In any event, he is now running neck and neck in a toss-up against Republican to be named. There's the Attorney General in Arizona who's running, but there are about a dozen other Republicans who are running for the Senate in Arizona, not just Attorney General Brnovich. Then in Georgia, where Herschel Walker, the former football star, has become the default candidate. He's supported by both pro-Trump and he's supported by President Trump himself and by anti-Trump Republicans in Georgia. He will be the Republican nominee, and that against Senator Raphael Warnock, which could be one of those rare black Republican versus black Democrat races. And then there will be Catherine Cortez Masto, who is the candidate for the Democrats. She's the incumbent Democratic senator in Nevada. And that's also now rated a toss-up. She's likely to be running against former Attorney General Adam Laxalt, whose father was a U.S. senator. This is fascinating, and it's unexpected. So is the idea that you can get suspended from school for saying there are only two genders. Where, how, why? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
In the Michael Medved show, we are looking ahead to some of those Senate races, the three Senate races that have just been regrouped as toss-ups. The Republicans only need to win one of those three. In other words, if the new toss-up races in Arizona and in Georgia and in Nevada, if those three Senate races go, even one of them, to the Republicans, as long as the Democrats don't knock off an incumbent Republican senator, that gives the Republicans control of the Senate and almost certainly the House, where the Wall Street Journal wrote today in an editorial about how no one in Washington is expecting Nancy Pelosi to come back for another term as Speaker. She's 81 years old. She's 3 years older than the President of the United States, who had his health exam and at Walter Reed, and they published quite a bit about his health and his health history, and he has problems with his gait. He has some kind of a difficulty in terms of his walking and his circulation, but he's basically in good health, at least according to the report done annually at Walter Reed, and his colonoscopy that gave Kamala Harris control of the country for an hour and 15 minutes, that came out fine in terms of the colonoscopy, and it came out fine in terms of Kamala Harris not trying to do anything or having much reason to do anything. But in any event, there's also this. There is more and more question, while Joe Biden is insisting, apparently, that he will run for re-election. There are articles all over the place, very prominently in the New York Times and the Washington Post, saying that advisors to Biden and others, reporters who have interviewed him, he intends to run. He plans to run, his health permitting, and after all, he is 3 years younger than Nancy Pelosi, and she's continuing as Speaker of the House, third in line to the presidency. But we will see what that future brings. In any event, on the Republican side, there was this reported in The Hill, a News Corp executive chairman, in other words, the head of the giant corporation, international corporation that controls the Times of London, the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, HarperCollins publisher, and Fox TV in general. That company, News Corp, the chairman of that company is Rupert Murdoch, who everybody knows. He now says that President Trump is preventing conservatives from moving the nation's political debate forward by President Trump's focus on the past. Now, Rupert Murdoch started off, he was very much a Trump skeptic. He then got on board the Trump train. He has been a strong supporter of President Trump. Certainly his Fox News, which is a very crucial element of conservative media, has. But Murdoch adds, quote, "The current American political debate is profound, whether about education or welfare or economic opportunity." Murdoch went on, "It is therefore crucial that conservatives play an active, forceful role in that debate, and that will not happen if President Trump stays focused on the past. The past is the past," he said, "and the country is now in a contest to define the future," he added. And Trump is mostly focused on the past year, specifically his loss in the 2020 presidential race, spokespeople for Rupert Murdoch said. The former president, on a near daily basis, has made allegations about his defeat, which he has repeatedly blamed on massive voter fraud. And this has also shown that there are more Republicans today than a year ago at the time of the election who support the idea of another term for Trump. The nationwide, a big new Marquette Law School University poll showed that 71% of all Americans want Trump not to run again. They don't want to see another Donald Trump campaign. And 28% would like to see it. So it's close to 3-1 against. And among Republicans, and this is the change, is it used to be that an overwhelming margin of Republicans wanted Trump to run again. Now 40% do not, 60% do. Among Democrats, only 6% want Trump to run again. Among independents, 26%. So what all of that means is that independents represent the nation as a whole, where you have, on the one hand, 26% who want to see Trump run again. It's one-fourth of Americans who want to see Donald Trump running again. And one of the reasons I think that people would like to see President Trump run again is just to see him speak out against incidents like this one in Exeter, New Hampshire. And I don't know if there's anything politicians can really do about this, because it's such a deep-seated insanity, but there must be something that Republicans can come up with. The story, student suspended for a comment, "There are only two genders." That student is now suing the school on the issue of how many genders there are. I mean, really? A New Hampshire student athlete is suing his school district after he was suspended from a football game for allegedly expressing his view that there are only two genders. The lawsuit was filed a couple of weeks ago that claimed that the suspension in September was in violation of the student's constitutional right to free speech and the New Hampshire Bill of Rights because he expressed his religious beliefs. This is reported by the Portsmouth Herald in New Hampshire. The plaintiff is also aiming to prohibit enforcing Exeter High School's gender-conforming student policy because of what he says is its infringement of his First Amendment rights. The policy says that students have the right to be addressed by a name and pronoun that relates to a student's gender identity. It also reprimands students who intentionally and repeatedly refuse to respect another student's gender identity. According to the lawsuit, the suspended student had been involved in conversations surrounding Spanish language pronouns on the bus. A female student who overheard the conversation said there were more than two genders, to which the suspended student said, now watch, hold your ears. He argued there were not, there were only two genders. Soon after the bus incident, the lawsuit stated that the two students got into a text exchange about gender identity. Those texts were given to the administration, which resulted in a one-day suspension. Over a text exchange among students? This is craziness, and there are people on the left who are even recognizing it. We'll get to some of that coming up on the MedVed Show.
This should not happen in America.
The Michael MedVed Show.
No one should be silenced if they are speaking from their heart.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Waukesha, Wisconsin say a deadly Christmas parade rampage was not related to terrorism.
The suspect was taken into custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect under arrest as a lifelong criminal.
Gerald E. Brooks, male, 39 years of age, who is a resident of the city of Milwaukee. 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with additional charges based on the investigation.
Brooks was out on jail after he was charged with purposely running over a woman with his vehicle. President Biden says Fed Chair Jerome Powell will stay in place for a second term. Biden making it official during a White House ceremony on Monday, praising the Fed for its role in a robust economic recovery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From politics to pop culture,
pure energy,
and from coast to coast, your cultural crusader,
pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
I mentioned that there were some figures on the left who were extremely astute in terms of pointing out some of the stupidity. Like the stupidity in Exeter, New Hampshire, about the lawsuit involving whether a student has the option to give his opinion, student athlete, that there are two genders in the world and only two. And look, can we say, I understand the argument that there are more genders than just two. But can we say that if this individual indicated that in terms of physiological equipment, that's the actuality? Now, of course, there are people who are intersexed. There are people who come differently equipped, but that the normal reality for human beings is two genders. Now, the idea that that is disagreed with and can lead to a suspension from a school is remarkable, and it's part of the extreme woke ideas that we were talking about a little bit with Professor John McWhorter earlier in this show. And what a pleasure it was to hear his forceful, articulate clarity on all aspects of these issues. And you hear that fairly regularly from a guy who always has identified himself as a liberal. His name is Bill Maher. And he did his last show of Real Time with Bill Maher for the year. And it included an epic takedown of Democrats who have become profoundly out of touch, particularly in recent months. Listen to clip 21A.
In 2008, Republicans only won four Virginia counties by more than 70%. This month, in the governor's election there, They did it in 45 counties. And this is what a lot of Democrats were told was the reason for that. Glenn Youngkin's win proves white ignorance is a powerful weapon. Racism still works in Virginia. It's not the messaging, folks. This country simply still loves white supremacy. Well, I haven't worked up an official Democratic campaign slogan for 2024 yet, but I tell you what I have ruled out is vote Democrat because white people suck. That's... You're alienating a whole lot of people, particularly whites without a college degree, which is most of them in a country that's still 70% white. I'd say do the math, but math is a form of white supremacy. Yes, I know. I know every fiber of your being tells you the people you really want to reach are Guatemalan teenagers and bloggers in Gaza, but they can't vote. To a lot of folks in America, you come across as the cares about everybody but me party.
That is so profound. And again, it's like James Carville. It's somebody from the Democratic side who is talking about a party that is in the process of self-destruction. There's a piece that just appeared in the Wall Street Journal, we will get to it, about kamikaze Democrats. You see this even with their voting and their claim that people who vote against the president's budget-busting Build Back Better bill, that anyone who's opposed to it, which is every single Republican, there wasn't a single Republican, no, not even one, who voted for the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. There was one Democrat, Jared Golden, who has a seat that is going to be very competitive in Maine. It's that one of the two congressional districts in Maine that President Trump almost captured last time. But, and he did capture the time before in 2016. In any event, with all of this going on, Marr is talking about refreshing common sense. And he went on to say this.
Your microaggression culture doesn't play in the Rust Belt. If a staffer hands you a speech that says menstruating people instead of women, don't say that. Say women. Don't put anyone fresh out of college in charge of the campaign. They've been given participation trophies their whole life. They don't know how to win. James Carville knew how to win. And he blamed the Democratic losses this November 2nd on stupid wokeness. Plainly insane excesses of the left that are not liberalism, canceling Lincoln, and teaching third graders they're oppressors. A more pertinent question to ask about the word woke might be, why in such a short time has it gone from a rallying cry to a pejorative? If the word only made you think of rational, deserved causes like teaching a less whitewashed version of American history, AOC would still want to own it. But it's a joke, because it makes you think of people who wake up offended and take orders from Twitter, and their oversensitivity has grown tiresome.
Okay, it's grown tiresome and also very dangerous to the survival of any kind of viable two-party system. And by the way, SNL, Saturday Night Live, which does not have the same history of Bill Maher, of so honorably puncturing some of the delusions of the left, well, they did a pretty good job with a sketch about a game show that... they talked about, which is called Republican or Not. And you think you're going to hear something about Saturday Night Live? It's going to be anti-Republican. Listen.
Lacey came here from Manhattan.
New York City or Kansas?
I can't say. Stop the clock.
On Twitter, my pinned tweet is my body, my choice.
Okay, that's a trick. She's talking about vaccines, right?
Oh, if we only knew. Another hint, Lacey.
I support Caitlyn Jenner.
In what way? Politically?
Y'all doing great. Doing great.
And give us another clue.
Okay. My favorite comic is Dave Chappelle.
Starting when?
I love my job. All right, give him another one.
Last month, I went to a board meeting and complained about a book being taught in my daughter's school.
Okay, I definitely know that one. She's a Republican.
No, sorry.
What? She was complaining about a book in her kid's school.
That's right. And that book, the Bible.
Okay, the idea being, and it's very cleverly pointed out, that the kinds of thinking that once upon a time identified someone as inevitably and unmistakably Republican are now more broadly recognized and embraced, in fact, by people who aren't Republican at all in terms of, well, support of Caitlyn Jenner. He didn't get that much Republican support She didn't get that much Republican support, as it turned out, but she didn't get that much Democratic support either. And I support that a higher percentage of Democrats than Republicans would have supported Caitlyn Jenner as a she. Coming up on the Medved Show, a very peculiar suggestion for the Democrats actually to nominate some surprising individuals. And that idea, it would be a ticket. The ticket suggested is the ticket of Manchin and Sinema. For President of the United States, how could that be actuated? This is actually suggested by a former White House speechwriter and a Republican. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's been a lot of talk and several reports, major news stories, about leading Republican donors sending a whole lot of money to the campaign funds of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Because, look, they are the most important people in Congress, at least for the next couple of months. And I'll tell you why, because most people think, okay, they passed that budget-busting Build Back Better bill from Joe Biden, and that's now going to be the law of the land, and we're going to be spending ourselves into oblivion and a sick economy and inflation running wild. I believe the market was doing pretty well today. But, okay, with all of that, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are going to be the deciding voices. And you know that President Biden needs to get both of them to get this ridiculous bill passed. The bill had no Republican support. Not anyone. Not a single member of the House, not a single member of the Senate. And so they need every single Democrat in the Senate, where it's 50-50. And Manchin and Sinema are making a very big difference, because they are going to change fundamentally this bill, or it's possible there will be no bill at all that is this sweeping and reaches, I think they now are talking about $1.8 trillion. But it's going to be going down from there. Kyrsten Sinema was doing an interview on ABC 15 in Arizona, and she talked about the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. This is clip 9. Listen.
First goal, of course, is to make historic investment in infrastructure that's been crumbling for decades, and to ensure that we're growing jobs right here in Arizona and across the country. And the second, I would say equally important achievement, is to demonstrate that we can get things done and work across the aisle.
Her insistence to cut the size of the infrastructure package from $3 trillion to what it is today did not sit well with many Democrats.
I don't bend to political pressure from any party or any group. I just stay focused on what matters for Arizonans.
The Build Back Better bill is passed.
Expect more of the same now that the $1.75 Build Back Better plan passed the House Friday. It faces stiff opposition from Republicans in the Senate. If the bill has any chance of passing, Democrats will need Senator Sinema on board.
Any action we take is fiscally responsible, so that we're not taking any kind of tax increases that reduce American competitiveness or hurt our business's abilities to get ahead.
That's not likely to make Arizona's progressive Democrats happy. But Sinema says she wasn't elected to represent a party. She was elected to represent the state.
What I do know is this. I'm a straight shooter. Folks know who I am.
And she's also now a favored candidate for the Democratic nomination, at least, of former speechwriter Mark Thiessen, nationally syndicated columnist, leading conservative. He's been on this show many times. He's supported President Trump in the past. What he says now is he has a brand new column which says that if Democrats want to dig themselves out of the political hole they are in right now, maybe they should turn to the two leaders in their party who did not run in 2020 and are actually responsible for the passage of the very popular infrastructure bill. Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, West Virginia and Arizona, 2024. Now that's a Democratic ticket, he says, that would terrify the GOP. I'll tell you why it would terrify the GOP. Because it would show that the Democratic Party was far more sane and had junked the Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wing of the party, the Bernie Sanders wing. Speaking of Bernie Sanders' wing, Bernie Sanders is an old guy. He's been around for a long time. But would he support a return to a more traditional society? And traditional society doesn't mean grandma and grandpa and some kind of needlepoint done on pillows in the parlor. There's a piece by Karen Kramer, who's a professor at the University of Utah. And she says what industrial societies get wrong about childhood. Each year across the world, kids of roughly the same age, she writes, are packed into classrooms and confined to desks with the intent of learning from an adult teacher. But is this how children were adapted to learn? And she goes back and is talking as an anthropologist about the history of more, you're not supposed to say primitive, of more traditional societies, less industrial societies, less educated societies. And in those societies, she says, children spend most of their time not with their parents, but with other children. In contrast, children in non-industrialized societies tend to live in large, multi-generational families, often in close quarters with lots of other children in close proximity. And these child-dense societies, over 40% of the population, may be under the age of 15. By comparison, in the U.S. today, only 22% of the population is under the age of 17. Okay. So basically, there are a lot less children around. There are a lot less significant. She talks about her research, and she says, among the Pume, who are hunter-gatherers living on the savannas of south-central Venezuela, we should all emulate them, of course, who my husband and graduate students and other colleagues have periodically worked with since the 1990s, children spend many hours away from camp playing, 27% of their day, and foraging, 11% of their day, with other children. Boys typically fish and hunt for small game, such as rodents, birds, or lizards, while girls gather fruit and firewood, dig for roots, and carry water from nearby streams to camp. Now, of course, this doesn't sound that appetizing to any people. Maybe with inflation continuing, it will. She says, talks about her research has shown that Maya children under the age of 16 spend only about 1.8 minutes per day being instructed by a parent or an adult. What she is suggesting is that we should revise our education systems to group children not so firmly based upon age, because people have different interests and affinities at all different ages. And also not to count so much on adult learning. Now, of course, the difficulty here is when she talks about changing in this direction,
We don't live in the high savanna of Venezuela. We don't live in the rainforest. We live in a complicated industrialized society where you've got a tremendous amount to learn, and you can't learn it from other kids. And the idea that that is clear, well, there's a movie out there, and it's quite a remarkable movie in some ways, and it's about how important it is for children to learn from a determined adult, played here by Will Smith, the movie King Richard. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's little question that tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams count as the most amazing sister act in the history of sports. But that's because they had a truly amazing father, Richard Williams, brought to vivid life by Will Smith in Will Smith, King Richard, now in theaters and on HBO Max.
Venus and Serena gonna shake up this world.
I think you might just have the next Michael Jordan.
I got me the next two.
But there's only one true star of this movie. Will Smith, in a wonderful performance, as a hard-driving papa who focuses everything on achieving his unlikely dreams of glory for his family of overachieving girls. The movie is touching and entertaining, though the 2-hour, 20-minute running time is sometimes wearying where you know in advance how the story is going to turn out. This PG-13 saga is a solid and admirable piece of work. 2.5 stars for King Richard. And it is one of those films that will stay with you. And what's terrific is you forget about this is Will Smith. He becomes the character in a very effective way. Okay, more Americans than ever before saying no, despite the example of the Williams sisters, of having kids, to having kids. So, to breed or not to breed, the New York Times asks and gives, well, we'll tell you about the answer. There's also a Gallup poll that shows most Americans believe what is the least important national problem. It's actually kind of a chilling answer, but we will give that to you. And Oliver Stone is back with a conspiracy theory. Is it the same old stuff or something brand new? Next time on the MedVed Show in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.